Thank you, Mr. Gremler, and the others at EPA that are here. Thank you for holding this hearing. We believe that the RFS is, in fact, working. It is reducing our dependence on imported oil. It is stimulating investment in new technology. It is lowering the consumer cost of gasoline, and it is the only program that we have that addresses global climate change. Now, you will hear throughout the day our deep concerns about the backward step that the proposed RVO represents. There will be environmental backsliding as a consequence of this rule. We estimate that as much as 5 million metric tons of CO2 will be added as a result of this proposal. It will increase the price of gasoline between 6 and 8 cents, costing consumers about $10 billion. It will have a devastating impact on farmers across this country, lowering the cost of grain below the cost of production and upsetting the new equilibrium that had been found in our grain markets. And it will tell the investment community, don't invest in cellulose, don't invest in advanced biofuels. We need to continue to frack our way to energy independence. It is sending a horrible signal to the investment community. Now, at the root of all of these concerns isn't really the number that's required. It's the integrity of the RIN market. Rising RIN trade is not a sign of a broken program. It's, in fact, a sign of a program that is working. Rising RIN values tell investors that there'll be a market for cellulose, a market for advanced biofuels, and this is the place to invest. Rising RIN values create the value proposition to allow the investment in infrastructure for E85, to encourage marketers to offer E15 or E85 to marketers. It assures consumers choice at the pump. Rising RIN values drive down the blend wall, breaks the blend wall. We saw it happening this summer as RIN values were trading. You saw increased E85 marketing. You saw increased E85 infrastructure. It was working. Boils down to this. You can have a growing biofuels market, or you can have low RIN prices. You can't have both. The RFS was designed to drive investment in new technologies, to drive innovation, to drive new market opportunities. It was not designed to be convenient for the oil companies. The RFS is forcing market change. It's telling the oil companies business as usual can't happen. And the market mechanism to assure that is the RIN. And what you've done with this proposal is rip that market-forcing mechanism away, returning us to more petroleum, fewer choices at the pump, more costly gasoline. I would add that rising RIN values do not impact consumer gasoline prices. There is no correlation between rising RIN values and gasoline prices. And we'll submit a lot of data on this for the record. But I implore you throughout the day, listen to those people that are concerned about what this program does for rural America, what this program does for consumers, what this program does for investment in new technologies, and revise this rule. Thank you.